You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's get it. I said let's get it. 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 Yeah. What's up, spaghetti heads? Y'all got a mind full of spaghetti. Y'all ain't got no brains. That's a spaghetti bowl full of spaghetti and noodles. Y'all need to get that shit straight. Straight. Cause I'm coming straight at ya. That's me, Big C, the main supreme. Yeah, that's me. What's up? The triple OG. Coming straight into your brain. That's what's up, man. You down with it? I need to know. I need to know you down with the cause. You down with the man with a plan. What's up? Yo, I got a plan. What's up? Y'all ain't ready for this. They ain't ready for this. Ain't nobody ready for this. So get ready. This is what we're doing, bro. We're going to talk about, first things first. We're going to talk about Kanye West losing his damn mind. You are watching somebody beg for their life, like literally. Literally? Yes, literally. This dude is so scared to get the quote unquote vaccine, which we know is gonna kill you, in the form of a lethal injection. I mean, that's what you need to call it. It's a, when they say vaccine, they mean lethal injection. When they say self-quarantine, they mean house arrest. When they say self-quarantine plus coronavirus exposure, that means detained in question. When they say tested negative, that means no confession, going to trial. When they say tested positive, that means confess to take a deal, execution out of the public eye. I didn't want to talk about this before, but we're kind of far along enough in what's going on that I can talk about this now. Bear witness to the COVID-19 adrenochrome trials, my friends. That is what's going on. You're not looking at a real virus going on, right? Let's just let the cat out of the bag. The virus is not real. I mean, yeah, there was a real virus, supposedly, from what I hear. Now, this is just hearsay, but let's just all treat this like the whole thing is hearsay and discredit this man and move on, right? But from what I hear, the word on the street is they stole my thesis. So I knocked out their front teeth. No, okay, now I'm just kidding. Okay, but no, the word on the street is that there was a real virus and it was called COVID-17, not 19, right? Well, what COVID-17 supposedly was, is it was an agent that was put into synthetic blood, which they called adrenochrome blood. Synthetic blood, meaning it's not real blood, right? They gave it to these people. They all distributed it to all their friends. It was a hot shot. You know what a hot shot is, right? Basically, like a lethal injection. It was a hot shot. Now, what they call this adrenochrome is hot sauce. So, whenever you hear about Hillary Clinton walking around with hot sauce in her purse, she's talking about she got adrenochrome right there in her purse. She got baby blood that they've extracted by means of child rape, child mutilation, child torture, child sacrifice, out of the eyeball, peeling the eyeball back somehow. I don't know exactly how the surgery goes, but I mean, Hillary Clinton shoved forceps up a kid's nose and pulled out their pineal gland without killing them, then shared it with Huma Abedin. As in, like, she took a bite and then Huma Abedin handed it back to Hillary and she ate the rest of it in front of this child, just to make them that much more adrenalized. Or they'll boil babies alive. And somebody came out and said, oh, you know, even if Joe Biden did boil babies alive and ate their carcass, I would still vote for him. Okay. Is that because this person knows that this new Joe Biden is a clone or something, or a body double or whatever? Because, I mean, that's the word on the street. And if you compare photos of the old Joe Biden and the new Joe Biden, Joe Biden, he looks completely different. This Joe Biden on TV has no idea what they're talking about whenever it comes to politics, and it shows. But we're not going to get into that. We'll just say that Joe Biden, which this is the truth here, Joe Biden has had two brain surgeries and did not come out normal. Not at all. In fact, the doctor said that he had more of a chance of coming out alive than he had at ever being normal ever again. So, with all that said about the COVID-19 adrenochrome trials, can you see why David Spade was so worried about Tom Hanks not responding and said, basically, this is what he said. If they've got Tom, then that's a wrap. That's a wrap for us, you know what I mean? It's a wrap for the rest of them. And he might as well stick a, we talked about this in the other podcast if you've been listening. If you haven't, go listen to the other podcast where we talk about Tom Hanks. As a matter of fact, go back and listen to all of them. But hey. So, now with that said, can you kind of understand what's going on with Kanye West and him freaking out in public? He's throwing a tantrum. He's having a meltdown. Everybody knows. They're like, dude, the dude is bipolar. No, he's not bipolar. He's scared for his life right now. And my kids! I almost killed my kids, man! Well, yeah, pretty much have almost just killed yourself. I mean, you know, you've come out on, what is it? He's come out on, what is that guy's name? I don't even care about him, like, that pastor. God, I can't even remember his name. He's that irrelevant to the real people. But he came out on that big show, the big church show, the big false prophet show, and was talking about his confession of Jesus Christ and God and all that. But if he was really that into quote-unquote Jesus and God and scripture and the Bible and this and the that, then he would call quote-unquote Jesus Christ by their real name. Because Jesus Christ is blasphemy. The man's real name is Joshua. Get it? Joshua. Joshua. The Joshua tree. Joshua. So, I mean, think about it. The man is having a meltdown. He's having his mental capacity is deteriorating at a rapid rate right now. The man is not making sense to those who don't understand all this. They don't get it. They don't know. But if you know, you know. I mean, really think about that. I want you to look up a list online of all the famous celebrities. Look this up on the internet. A list of celebrities that tested positive for COVID-19. Read their confessions. That's all. Every person on there is attached with some sort of confession. Watch the videos of them. I think I said this on my other podcast. Watch these videos. Read these confessions. There's much more to this. And what I explained to you about the COVID-19 adrenochrome trials is self-quarantine with coronavirus exposure, tested negative and tested positive, with tested positive being confessing to take a deal and an execution out of the public eye. Like, really think about this. Like, Kanye West, for example, he's not allowed to just come right out and say it. So he has to come out and say it in a different way. The man is literally begging for his life and expects to run for president. He is guilty of quote-unquote COVID-19 exposure and expects to be elected as president. Yeah, okay, whatever. No thanks. We might as well elect Scientologist Tom for president. No thanks, Tom Cruise. No thanks, Kanye West. He's even gone As far as to put the whole White House and call it the West Wing. No, there's two different wings. Might as well say a left wing and a right wing. So on the left wing, we have all the Democrats. On the right wing, we got all the Republicans. I'll let you do the math on what the East and West Wing are. But, yeah. It's a joke. This whole thing is a joke. Him putting a picture, which is crudely ink-drawn rendition replica of the White House, and calls it the West Wing. This is a joke. It's a joke. Just like they treated me like I'm a joke. Who's the joke now? Who is the joke now? And who is the man now? I'm seriously wanting to ask you that. Like, who's the man? Who's the man? Who's the man? So, for somebody who is, like, one of the ringleaders and all this crap, Nancy Pelosi, to sit there and say that whether Donald Trump likes it or not, he's getting out of the White House. Like, that's pretty ballsy of her to say. As if she already knows how the stock is gonna crash. You understand what I'm saying? You kind of understand his lingo I'm getting at? Like, she has some kind of, let me guess, premonition on how this is all gonna go. She's betting all on Black 19, you understand? She's putting all her money on the roulette wheel. And all of her chips are stacked on either one line or one color. You understand? She's betting all on black. Black 19. Let's say she's got a couple of stacks of chips out. She's got on one line, black 19. Odds and evens, right? Black 19, black. Just saying. She's betting a lot for somebody who's guilty of a whole lot of crap and having the dominoes fall down on top of her head. Let me guess. She's a platinum member. I mean, she would have it no other way other than to be a platinum member. And what do I mean by platinum memberships? Well, let's just take a look at what somebody says about Wayfair Platinum memberships, shall we? Oh, this ought to be good. For those of you who don't know, you're going to love this. For those of you who have been like on the fence about Wayfair trafficking, let's talk about Wayfair Platinum memberships. Now I'm not saying this, but this is what somebody else is saying. I work for Wayfair, but I'm quitting next week. But please keep this anonymous. Wayfair actually has a whole team in customer service called the Platinum Team that deals with the extremely expensive orders like the ones in question. Regular reps like me and even the senior reps, who are their bosses, are taught that we are never, never allowed to touch those orders or interact with platinum customers. We have to get them straight to the platinum team. I thought it was normal, but now that I think of it, those platinum orders could be children. Then the person goes on to say, I don't know if they are actually trafficking children, but I thought I'd share that bit of info. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? So yeah, there's a huge elephant in the room, and it's called child trafficking and pedophilia. But the coronavirus and the race riots are the only thing that the mainstream media wants you to focus on. It's amazing. Patton Oswalt has admitted to being a pedophile. You heard me right. Short, chubby, fat little troll Patton Oswalt said that He thinks people should... They're uneducated if they're pedo-shaming. No. I think we disagree with pedophilia. And then therefore think that you should be shamed because of your blatant, outright pedophilia. So how young do you like him, Patton Oswalt? Because you went ahead and blocked me on Twitter as soon, and I mean within moments, as soon, and I mean within an hour, as soon, and I mean as soon as he saw me call him out on this and post a photo of his tweets saying this. So does he now want to do like Chrissy Teigen and hide all of his public tweets so he can go back and delete them? Or is he really that ballsy enough that he's just gonna leave it up there and just let people bask in all of his quote-unquote glory and his use of a glory hole? You're sick. You are a sick, fat, repugnant, vile, disturbing little man. The fact that somebody handed your fat ass a mic, that is awful. It's god-awful. To allow this pedophile pervert piece of trash a platform, an opinion, a mic, a TV show, a time in front of a camera, is repulsive, to say the least. As a matter of fact, a bizarre Facebook survey asks users if they condone pedophilia. As if this is a question? As if this is a debate? As if this is a topic of discussion? No, it's not up for discussion. Fucking faggots. And I mean that in the worst kind of way to describe these people. Not homosexuals. You want to be homosexual? You want to have sex with another man or another woman? That's your choice. I'm not condoning you for that. But these faggots who sit around and have sex with same-sex children and cause them to have quote-unquote panda eyes. Go look it up. What are panda eyes? It's repulsive. But let's move on. Twitter allows pedophiles to discuss attraction to minors. In the past week alone, it was reported that Twitter has suspended journalist Andy Ngo. I guess that's how you say his name, or just Andy Go. Andy N-G-O. For tweeting inconvenient facts about the purported epidemic of transgender deaths, an undercover journalism organization, Project Veritas, from running recruitment ads. But if you're a pedophile who wants to discuss your attraction to minors, Twitter's just fine with that. In fact, you know what? Twitter has allowed profiles to have really questionable content. We'll just say male-on-male videos right there out in the open. It's gross. As a matter of fact, Oprah Winfrey thinks it feels good to be molested as a child, and if done right, the child shouldn't remember. That's awful. That is awful. Just straight up awful. I'm just blown away, man. As far as the whole adrenochrome thing goes, this reminds me of that scene in Oliver Twist, because they're going through adrenochrome withdrawals now. Supplies have been allegedly cut off. They are looking sick. They are not okay. They are not well. They have to put on pounds of makeup to look normal. And they've been caught photographed with big, huge, quote-unquote, panda eyes. Now, I'm not talking about the same panda eyes as the child that has been raped and now has forcible trauma and bursted capillary panda eyes. But the panda eyes are just looking sick. And, you know, I'm blown away, whatever. But they're going through adrenochrome withdrawals, and them asking for Joe Biden or anybody like that to be president that's gonna support this It's like them being Oliver Twist, walking up and begging for more porridge. Please, sir, please, can I have some more? May I have another? Please, please, sir, please. It's essentially crackheads begging a crack dealer for crack. Because when they get high, it's like speed and LSD. So like they're hallucinating and they're going fast. It's a bunch of go fast. Fazzle drip. Fazzle drip. Fazzle. 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 Hey. 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 Like that's basically what somebody on Frazzle Drip or Adrenochrome is like. Like they just took helium and they can't control themselves. Hey, Fazzle Drip. You remember that lady that is on Cheech and Chong and she snorts Ajax? That's what I imagine it's like. They cannot contain themselves. They can't control themselves. They are wild addicts. It's just, it's amazing how much they've gotten away with. But they're caught now, aren't they? They are caught. Hot. So, now you know about platinum memberships. But if anybody brings up QAnon, they typically bring up, you shouldn't listen to QAnon, they're stupid, they're not real, blah, blah, blah. Now don't get me wrong, they have been wrong plenty of times about things. But there are some things that they're not wrong about, they're absolutely right about. But hey, that right there that you just posted, that's a crazy QAnon conspiracy. Get out of here with that crap. Well, for the most part, they haven't been credible. But some of the time, they're 100% credible. This is one of those times. And how do I know that? Because I posted something that is, it's pretty solid, right? And now I didn't say this is for fact. I said this is allegedly what's going on. Brace yourselves. I mean that pretty much right there says brace yourselves. Cause this, you know, this is gonna shock you, but brace yourself also because this might not be correct. But I'd like you to just take a look at it. You know, that's kind of what that implies, right? But they have come out and discredited me. Let's say I'm credible 100%. Let's say it's all true. It doesn't matter. They want to come out and discredit me no matter what it is. But one thing they don't want to discredit is Uncle Sam's Snuff Factory. They won't even touch it. Any mention of it, they will not even talk about it. So is that where these dragons are right now? Like, is that where they're being held right now? Donald Trump has come out and said, we're fighting an invisible enemy. Who is this invisible enemy? Because it's not COVID-19, it's something real. Now let's talk about adrenochrome blood use and seances, rituals, which reptilians are really into. They love it. They can't get enough of it. It's really huge to them. They reach out to the fourth dimension, summon demons, which whenever they, I don't even want to tell you how they do it because I don't want you guys doing it. But there's a circle involved, right? And in this circle, they're allowed to exist, the demons, right? But in another barrier that's drawn, they are standing in the middle of it, but they have to be strong enough to control these demons, to resist these demons. And if they're not, they could be possessed and taken over. So I've begun to wonder if they've allowed human possession through these portals, right? Which would be that they, you know what I mean? Like they have to be strong enough to resist that. This is what I'm gathering. This is what I think, right? And I've been told that Satan is a human, right? Satan is a human person. They're not all that important like you think they are, but apparently Lucifer really is, right? Like, Satan, the devil, maybe they're the same person, but I'm thinking, like, Lucifer is a whole different person. Why, like, we wouldn't call this thing three different names, right? You don't call the Son of God a billion things. He's not the Lord. God is. He's not Jesus Christ, because that's a Roman Greek translation. His name is Yeshua. The Y is pronounced with a J. So, think about this. Really think about this. Because when they do this seance ritual thing with everything drawn on the ground and they're tapping into the fourth dimension and they're allowing these demons, these reptilians or whatever they are to come through and possess the body, it really makes you think. Because now Kamala Harris, she talks more and more like a lizard every day. She's hissing when she says her S's. Her eyes are turning straight black at some points. That's not normal. It's not normal. She is consuming humans. If you've seen the video of her trying a taste of somebody's barbecue and being like, yeah, that's great. You can tell she's not being authentic with it. It's crazy. It's not normal. It's not right. There's something not right about that. So we're gonna move on from that because we have gone way into the reptilian species and demonic possession and whatnot. But now you kind of get an understanding of what's going on with that and why you don't want to mess with that. So, I have seen the Carl Pilkington of COVID-19. David Icke has posted a video of him. He does not even want to go outside. He asks people basically, are you mental? I don't want to go out and do something. Are you crazy? I'm not going to the bar right now. Have you seen what's going on the news? And I mean, like, this guy is like 100% the Carl Pilkington of COVID-19. I don't want to go and do that. Are you mental? Like, he doesn't want to do it. So speaking of An Idiot Abroad, which that show is, it hosts Carl Pilkington and his adventures, him being the idiot abroad. If you've been listening for a while, you know what I'm talking about. And if you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. Well, Ricky Gervais he's not the host of the show. He kind of special guests and is a producer of the show. Like, he's putting their money behind this Carl Pilkington guy to go places and film him and see the ways he's reacting to the world and the way things are going on, you understand? But the reason I'm bringing up Ricky Gervais is because he has gone, I think it was like the Emmys or something like that, he went on to some award show and he called everybody there out that is a part of this whole adrenochrome blood thing, right? He's like, I know you all are friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And the look on their face was like, oh my God. Oh crap. Like, they pooped their pants. My dear sir, I do believe I have just shat my pantaloons. And that really does say it all, right? Because, face it, they're all part of the Illuminati. Think about why they've wanted to keep me off the shelf. Now I have my answer. I'm hearing, no, I don't. But yes, I do. Because they don't want me at these parties. They don't want me at these award shows. They don't want to hand me pizza, you understand? They don't want me involved in this because they know I'll say something. I will have a problem with it. I will not be okay with it. So they have tried covertly to give me all this stuff. I have said no thanks. You understand? No means no. So, like, now we know what the Illuminati is, right? There's these 13 bloodlines of more than 200 to 500 people. And they're recruiting every day, from what I understand. But they've also kicked people out because of what they're saying, right? They find out that they say something about it, and oh, gotta go. So they're, in essence, they are reptilians and reptilian supporters. You understand? You ever seen Blade? You know how they serve somebody? They serve a vampire? This is like a little translation of what's going on in the real world. Blood rave parties. Adrenochrome blood just sprayed. Yay! Yeah! Right? Go back and watch the Blade movies. I mean, really get into Monsters, Inc. It's right there in your face. George Soros is the big guy in charge. The crab leg dude. Think about this. Really think about this stuff. You know, because reptilians do exist, whether you choose to believe me or not. Shape-shifting reptiles are among us. They're on TV. Just go look at Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Now, this is all quote-unquote alleged, of course. It's all alleged. But, I mean, it's right in front of your face. Look at Whoopi Goldberg. She looks like a dinosaur. Look at how she gets up and walks when she greets somebody. She looks like she has a tail that's curled up. No shit, no joke. Queen Elizabeth, reptilian. This is how we defeat them. I was recently asked, well, great, this is all great and wonderful, but how do we defeat them? We outnumber them. There are so many more of us populating the planet than them. Now do you understand what depopulating the planet means? Do you know what that means for them? Like, do you understand now? Because the CPS and police forces are taking kids, giving them to pedophiles, giving them to these creeps, these creatures, right? Now you understand? Is it making more sense now why child sacrifice is going on, while 800,000 millions of people are missing, are dying, are getting murdered? Because, and if you don't believe me, just look at Adult Swim, Mr. Pickles, also glorifying baby sacrifice. It's sick. Have you ever seen it? In between commercials, they have a bump, right? That's what they call it. Usually they've got like words written on there and it's got some kind of statement. But between, I wish I was joking. Between commercials, they have a little skit, right? And they call it a bump. Sometimes it's that, sometimes it's the words. But this time, have you ever played Silent Hill and they got the Pyramid Head guy? Just look up Pyramid Head Silent Hill. It's a guy that looks like that, and there's three of them, and they're dressed in all black, and they have black pyramid heads, and they have baby dolls that are naked, and they're beating them like they're drums, using the babies as the drumsticks on these white podiums in front of them. So they're beating the babies as if they're drums, like they're playing the drums, and this is something that, if you're not watching your kids when it switches to Adult Swim, they might see. Or, like I said, about the show on Adult Swim called Mr. Pickles. It's about a murderous, demonic dog. You heard me right. A pet dog that is a murderer, that will peel people's faces off with a knife and wear it. And he has this underground lair under his doghouse where he has kidnapped the grandma and put her there. And she now obeys like a dog. Barks like a dog. Does not even say human words. She is like a dog. And is dressed in a gimp outfit. Not the mask, the whole outfit. Bark, bark. And the grandpa is going crazy the whole time, like, where is my wife? I know something happened, that crazy dog is up to something. And they discredit the grandpa all the time. And he's a victim of human trafficking. Somebody has come into his family, a demonic dog, a lowly dog, has kidnapped the grandma, and she now obeys this dog, who sits on a throne of bones and stuff like that. in the bottom of this thing, this lair, where there is just so much blood is flowing like a river. I mean, this is all just indoctrination, introductory into pedivorism. You know what an omnivore is, right? You know what a carnivore is, right? Well, there are pedivores. I wish I was joking. Remember what I said, boiling a baby for the adrenaline, eating the baby. Gross, right? Gross. These kids are given to pedophiles. And just because they're a pedo doesn't mean they're a reptilian. But it doesn't go the other way around, right? Just because they're a reptilian doesn't mean they're a pedo. But then again, who am I to know? The reptilians have not come out, presented themselves as reptiles, and let us know what's really going on. Like, you understand what I'm saying here? But I'm being told that not all reptilians are bad. But until they have come out and proved themselves, how can I know? How can any of us know? We can't. Here's how the Illuminati checks to see if you're one of them. You must be Illuminati. Well, I haven't private messaged you and let you know, so no. I mean, probably not, right? But they harass you about it. They give you 100 shades of hell until another one of them comes out, tries to find out if you are, and then vouches for you. It's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. They will come out by the boatloads. It won't just be one of them. It'll be one of them at first, then somebody else will join in, and then you turn around and walk away. You've had enough of it, right? But when you come back and they find you again, they see you doing it again, they won't be the ones to do it this time. They've learned their lesson, but they will have other people come in. But they will be present. They will be involved. They will say something. And it won't be harassing or discrediting, right? That one person that started it all in the beginning. But they will be there. They will let you know they're there. But all the people that are surrounding this event in question, these events in question, where they are just trashing you, trashing your credibility, treating you like crap, they will be there within all this. You understand? I don't want to talk about it anymore because I'm going through it, right? But I mean, I have to. But that's how they check to see if it's you, right? Like whenever I say if it's you, like if you're one of them. You understand? I mean, like it's so crazy. Like right now, you can hand law enforcement evidence and they will carry on and say that there's no crime. You can hand them irrefutable evidence and they will say, it looks like you're just kind of piecing this thing together. Like, how do I know? You know what I mean? They will discredit you right in front of your face. I see this, right? And I'm just blown away. But whenever you understand that George Soros is involved, then yeah, you can kind of tell. And the way they do this is they pass the buck to the next agency. Maybe you should talk to their local. Like if it's happening interstate, maybe you should talk to their local police. Maybe you should report this to the FBI. Then, you see what I'm saying? It's a love triangle. And it keeps going back and forth and back and forth. And I'm telling you right now, these live stream riots, they're not riots. They're peaceful protests. The cops are rioting. I saw it for myself. What you're seeing on TV is not real. The buck stops here.